This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we talk to state legislator Mary Kunish-Podein, who is Dakota, and hear about legislation she has introduced to create a task force to address the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Here's reporter Cole Primo.
The scale of the crisis has been clear for years. Hundreds of Indigenous women murdered or missing.
Disappearances and violent crime affecting Native American women. It is an issue that continues to scar Native American communities.
As awareness to this issue affecting Native women and girls continues to grow, so does the support seen in the United States government, particularly here in Minnesota. The issue is missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and a new report is calling it a nationwide crisis. The report, which was released in late 2018, is from the Urban Indian Health Institute, a Seattle-based tribal epidemiology center. Some of the staggering figures it highlights is that numbers show murder is the third leading cause of death among American Indian and Alaska Native women. There were over 5,700 cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls reported in 2016, but only 116 of them were logged into the Department of Justice database. In addition to the shockingly high numbers of Native women missing or murdered, the study also uncovered great difficulties in accessing data on this type of crime. The Urban Indian Health Institute says many records were not provided in a timely manner, and law enforcement agencies sometimes provided confusing or incomplete records. And race is often misclassified in state crime databases. Others charged fees the institute did not have the budget to cover. That means the 506 unique cases it found in its data collection from 71 cities nationwide likely underrepresents the actual figures. Adding to the problem is that many of these stories are not being told in news coverage. The report says only 5% of the cases were covered by national or international media. So, in addition to raising public awareness of the issue, the report makes a plea for federal law enforcement to track and report data, and for Native people's voices to be heard. That brings us to Minnesota State Legislator Mary Kunish-Podein.
But it's also very important that the rest of Minnesota and the rest of the country, in fact, hear these stories and how heartbreaking this trauma has been historically, because it's a part of Minnesota and our national history that folks, you know, really don't know and don't understand. And it's those personal stories that are going to illustrate the tragedy and the necessity to look at ways to overcome this whole tragedy of what is missing and murdered women.
The representative is also Dakota, and she has a personal tie to this issue.
When I started talking about this task force, people would contact me, mostly women, and they'd tell me their stories. And their stories are so heartbreaking, and they're generational stories. You know, my grandma, my great-grandma, my aunt, my sister. And it's really what fuels my fire to do this kind of legislation.
The task force Kunish-Podein mentions is a bill she introduced to the Minnesota legislature. It creates a task force committee that will consist of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
And that's part of the task force, is to listen to the stories, to listen to what's happening, and have an understanding of this historical trauma. And so that's what the listening sessions will be about. It could be in conjunction with the task force. It could be just a legislative listening session, but it's definitely something I would like to get going.
It's part of a drive nationwide to get lawmakers to hear Native stories and Native solutions. And it has growing support, including the Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who is the first Native American woman to serve the position in Minnesota.
I know both she and Governor Walz mentioned it on their campaign trail, called it out, and said how important it is that we study the violations against our Indigenous communities. I know that both of them have personally told me that they support this bill, and so we're very, very optimistic.
Representative Mary Kunish-Podein hopes to have the Senate approve the bill and the bill signed by February 14th, which is the day of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's March in Minneapolis. By the way, there's much more information in the Urban Indian Health Institute study. I only scratched the surface. The study is called Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, a snapshot of data from 71 urban cities in the United States. You can find it online. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.